with your hourly sports update on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The regular season closed up this past weekend for the Meesville Mudhens and all Minnesota amateur baseball teams as the Class B teams prepare for their sectional playoffs in hopes of a trip to state in Shakopee in a couple of weeks, while the Class C teams are looking to make it down to Springfield and Milroy for their side of the state tournament. The tournaments were all scheduled for New Ulm, but because of COVID-19, New Ulm forced the Minnesota Baseball Association to find another host at the last possible minute. And now for the Meesville Mudhens, they will still have the number 2 seed in the upcoming sectional playoffs, with Elko holding the number 1. Unfortunately for the Hens, they're heading into the postseason with a 3-game losing streak, falling in consecutive order to number 1 seed Elko, then Northfield on Friday, and a tough loss to Lions Pub on Sunday afternoon, ending the season at 11-5 overall. Even with the tough end of the first 16 games, the Mudhens will still have that number 2 seed and home field advantage in their Section 1B playoff series with bitter rival Dundas beginning on Friday night. Here is the seeding in Section 1B. Elko has the number 1. Meesville is your number 2 seed. Northfield number 3. Number 4 belongs to Rochester. Number 5 is Dundas. 6 is Hampton, with number 7 being Newmarket. Now, Newmarket beat Hampton in the playoff game on Sunday by a score of 3-2, so now Newmarket is your de facto number 6 seed. That'll set up these first-round games in Section 1B on Friday night, all games at 8 o'clock p.m. The game we'll have right here on KDWA is number 5 Dundas at number 2 Meesville. The other two games will have number 7 Newmarket at number 1 Elko in a big inner-city rivalry, and then number 4 Rochester, they'll be at number 3 Northfield. That, too, will be a great series. All Mudhens games will be right here on KDWA Radio, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and of course KDWA.com. And don't forget, with TuneIn Radio, you can also use radio.net if that doesn't work for you. There are so many ways to be able to listen in to these games throughout the playoffs. Game 2 of the series will take place on Sunday, August 9th at 2 p.m., with Game 3, if necessary, in the 3 series, Tuesday the 11th at 8 p.m. For more on the playoffs, check out KDWA.com. Another team looking forward to the 2020 fall sports season, whenever it may begin, is the Hastings Raiders boys soccer team. Head coach Jamie Swanson of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports this past Saturday at the Hastings Coaches Show, and with some highlights from the show, Coach Swanson first talks about his excitement surrounding the upcoming season after the parent meeting took place, which is always the unofficial beginning of the year.
The parent meeting is basically the unofficial start to our soccer season. We had that just the other day, and the guys were on it this year with the senior-led training, and they started out yesterday, as a matter of fact. They got to do their yearly job of putting the goals together, and they got to play. And for some of those guys that didn't get to play a lot this summer, they're ready to go and excited. And I know that once we find out what's going to go on with their season and they let us get the go-ahead, the guys are going to be extremely pumped.
In this COVID world we live in now, the one thing that we maybe have seen a little bit more over the past few months that we might not have seen over the past few years is kids just getting outside and playing the game. Whether it's kicking a ball across a park with one of your best friends, maybe socially distancing 10 of your teammates, and playing some sort of a scrimmage. Coach Swanson has been pleased with seeing not only his soccer players, but kids just getting out and enjoying the outdoors and getting those muscles ready for whatever fall season we have.
For sure, and you know, just being a casual observer running around town here and there, you see what we used to do when we were kids. They're going to the park and playing basketball. They're playing around at the park with their friends, kicking soccer balls. They're throwing frisbees. They're doing all this outside stuff, and it was kind of refreshing to see because there was nothing organized, really, of course, so they took it upon themselves to go play. And that really builds into what we believe as a soccer program is we want to play. We want to do the best that we can while we're playing, but playing the games is the most important thing to these guys. And I would fully expect that maybe they even did a little bit more over the summer than they have in the past. Unorganized, no coaches involved. For me, that just makes me smile.
What has Coach Swanson most excited about the 2020 campaign?
The biggest thing that I recall from the last couple of seasons is, even in our losses, we've been very competitive. And when you can taste a win and you may not get it, I think the hunger comes. Next time around, we're going to get this done. And, you know, the last game of the season that was a heartbreaker against Park, we had that game. We had it. It didn't quite work out our way in the end. But the guys showed that night that they were ready to get over that hump. The result was a bit out of our control. They tasted it, and the seniors, anybody who was on that roster, knows this year what it's going to take to win that section game and to be competitive in the playoffs.
Stay tuned for more on Fall. Well, if you stayed up late on Sunday night, you heard the Minnesota Wild win 3-0 in the first round of the NHL playoffs from the bubble up in Edmonton at Rogers Place, and the game was all Wild from the get-go. The scoring started in the first period, Kevin Fiala picking up where he left off during the regular season. He scored at 2:50 in the first period. It was a power play goal, and it was one of two power play goals in the game for the Wild. They got another one in the second period. Jared Spurgeon, his first of the playoffs. Eric Staal, his second assist of the playoffs as well. That came at 10:24 the second period as the Wild took a 2-0 lead on that power play goal from Jared Spurgeon, and they weren't going to look back. They played some great hockey in the third period. Almost reminded you of when Jacques Lemaire coached here back in the early 2000s when the Wild went on that great run beating both the Colorado Avalanche and the Vancouver Canucks. That defensive hockey on display, and the Wild also got that long empty netter from Jared Spurgeon, his second of the game and of the playoffs. That was an unassisted goal, and that put Vancouver away in the first round. Final score was 3-0. And how about the goaltending in the game as well for the Wild? Alex Stalock, the South St. Paul native, he stopped all 28 shots that Vancouver threw at him. What a game for the young man from South St. Paul. Now the Wild, they'll move on to the second game of the NHL playoffs. They'll take on Vancouver again. And game two on Tuesday night will be a little later start than many wanted. That a 9:45 p.m. start. But we'll have the pregame show right here on KDWA with Bob Kurtz and Tom Reed. We'll have that for you at 9:30 p.m. And then we will head into game three, of course, coming up on Thursday night. That start time is yet to be determined. It all depends on who wins and loses in the first couple of rounds, but likely another late start, probably in the 9 to 9:45 range. Wild Hockey right here on KDWA, Tuesday at 9:30. This has been your hourly Tri-County Sports Update on KDWA Radio, AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. You can always find your sports when you want them at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.